got into Nebraska and saw my friend Doug in Omaha. And Doug told us that people from Omaha refer to their tone as the big O. Now, when I hear the big O, I don't think Omaha. Eugene told us that he wanted human cloning so that they could make a clone of him one day, but with no brain. I didn't ask why. I only immediately said, "Oh, that's a little redundant." Doug burst into hysterics and Eugene continued. He didn't want the other body so that he could have organ transplants as he got older, but so that he could take out his own brain out of his old decrepit body when he was like 80 and place it in a young, brainless clone body so that he could live forever. Doug was frightened by the concept of creating a brainless human being. I thought Americans had been doing that for a while by merely procreating, but once again, I digress. Driving through West Nebraska, we went to an original Pony Express station, then stopped by the Sod House Museum. It's just a big barn with a plow in the front. I saw a sign for Buffalo's Bill's Ranch. Eugene told me that he hated Buffalo Bill. You know, because he slaughtered all that buffalo. Did I mention that we're vegetarians? Can you just imagine seeing tons of buffalo running along here? He asked. Barum, barum, barum. That's apparently the sound that they would make while charging. Tens of thousands of them. That would be so cool. Also really safe for us humans, I thought. Big animals thundering toward us. Oh, but speaking of animals, I saw a llama. Honestly. On the road, I saw this llama just walking along the side of the expressway.